This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Republicans have held on to the congressional seat in Staten Island for the last 28 years, but that may very well change on Election Day. Polls suggest Democratic candidate Councilman Michael McMahon is likely to defeat his Republican opponent, former Assemblyman Robert Stranieri. The two are vying for the seat that's being vacated by Vito Fisella, who was recently convicted of drunken driving and who was found to have had a child outside his marriage. Joining us to talk about this last bastion of conservatism in New York City is Guy Molinari. He used to hold the congressional seat we're talking about. He's also a former assemblyman, and he was the borough's president. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you much.
You started the Republican reign in Congressional District 13 in 1980. What would it mean to you to have it flip Democrat?
Well, it means a lot to me, but I think it also means an awful lot to Staten Island and to the city of New York. Not to have a Republican congressman, not one in the entire city, is something that we're going to pay a price for. Unfortunately, this was all brought about by a very bad decision that was made by our county chairman and others to run Bob Stranieri. Stranieri is a man that was an assemblyman for 24 years, and he was beat in a three-way primary by another Republican. You don't do that. You don't lose a primary in a three-way race. But that proved right there that the man was a bad candidate.
So you don't like the Republican candidate, and you say that you think the district is tilting Democrat because constituents don't like the Republican choice as well. But is that the sole reason, or do you think the struggles with the economy are causing constituents in the district to turn to Democrats, or fatigue with George Bush is causing the district to turn to Democrats?
No. Maybe other areas of the country you'll see that happening, but not here. In the borough of Staten Island, which now CNN calls the Red Borough, and we're proud of that, the people are accustomed to voting Republican in a number of the races that we have. This party was doing exceptionally well, but they took a bad turn here. And yes, I think Mike McMahon is going to win this election, and by a wide margin.
Well, let's talk about what you're characterizing as a very strong Republican hold on Staten Island that's just recently eroding. In the primaries, the voter turnout for Democrats was 2.5 times what it was for Republicans. That followed a 2006 congressional race in which Vito Fisella won with only 57% of the votes, his weakest showing since he came into office. Does that suggest this is more than about Vito Fisella's sex scandal or what you're suggesting that constituents don't like Robert Stranieri, that the Staten Island is simply becoming more Democratic?
No, heavens to Betsy, we're not going to let that happen. I've already announced publicly I'm going to oust him next year. I think it could be before that. I've already been meeting with all the elected officials, and we're ready.
You're going to oust who next year?
Oust John Frischer. He's the Republican chair, and he's the one responsible for making that bad selection. You can't lose a congressional seat like that by putting up your weakest possible candidate. And Mr. Stranieri doesn't even live in Staten Island. He lives in Manhattan, not in this congressional district. So there are other problems, but what we found is that you really have to work hard, because the new Staten Islanders, as they move in, they're coming as Democrats. It takes generally about 4 years before you get them to change, but they don't do that automatically. You have to have people calling them, ringing their doorbells, and speaking to them about issues like the garbage dump. Years ago, the biggest issue in Staten Island was the garbage dump. Well, I closed the garbage dump with the help of Rudy Giuliani and George Pataki, three Republicans. We were able to get that done, the unthinkable, and things like that. So we were able to show the community here that Republicans did a better job than Democrats.
So with the closing of Freshkills, you actually lost a potential conversion point for Democrats moving into Staten Island?
Yeah, we lost an issue.
You lost an issue.
But we like to lose issues like that. I'm very proud of it.
I would say so. Let's talk about your support of the Conservative Party candidate in this race, Timothy Cochran. By backing a non-Republican, are you not in fact helping ensure that Staten Island Republicans become more fractured and stay fractured for a long time?
No, not at all. I mean, I've already talked to all the elected officials here, and they're all with me. They're working with me. I'm working with them. And Tim Cochran happens to be the best candidate of the four candidates running. He embodies what Staten Island is all about. And on the issues, he's with us 100%. He's a very bright guy. He's about 20 years on Wall Street. He retired and created his own business. And he's very active with the Catholic High School in Brooklyn, Severian. And he's got a lot of friends. So he make a marvelous congressman.
So that's your reasoning behind supporting Tim Cochran. What are your plans as a party veteran to help heal the Staten Island Republican Party?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I make a prediction with great certainty that next year the current chairman will be replaced and there'll be a new chairman present. And the party is going to go through a revival. And we're going to see a new party emerging like we had one time, and perhaps even better.
Guy Molinari is the former Staten Island Borough president. He was also a former congressman for District 13 and a former assemblyman. Guy Molinari, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're most welcome. It's pleasant talking to you.
This is WNYC.